The Magic Princess Dress, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Aldred.
Chapter 1. It was Ava's mum who had suggested Ava take her fairy tale book with her when she went to stay with her dad. Ava's mother had read to her from the book on many occasions, and Ava always enjoyed listening to her animated voice bringing to life the entertaining, if unlikely, adventures of the various fairy tale characters. Ava found the book extra comforting now, as she curled up on her bed at Dad's house to read her favourite story about Cinderella. With any luck, she would manage to forget for a little while that her mum was so far away. Of all the storybook's heroines, Ava loved Cinderella the best. She wasn't sure why, but maybe it was because Cinderella seemed more believable at the start of her story than some of the other characters did at the starts of theirs. After all, in real life nobody lived with seven dwarfs like Snow White, or lived in a witch's tower with hair as long as Rapunzel's. But losing your mother and having her replaced with a cruel stepmother and two horrible stepsisters was something Ava could imagine happening in real life. And because of that, she always felt more drawn to Cinderella than any of the other fairy tale princesses. Of course, the whole story became completely fanciful as soon as Cinderella's fairy godmother appeared and started waving her magic wand about. But by then, Ava was always totally captivated. And time again, she found herself being utterly charmed by Cinderella's magical transformation into the beautiful fairy tale princess. On this occasion, however, Ava found that she couldn't escape into the world of Cinderella as completely as she usually did. She couldn't seem to keep her mind on the story, and it wasn't just because she was missing Mum. The thing that was really bothering her was that Cindy, her cat, whom she had brought with her to Dad's house, had gone missing a few days earlier. "If only I had a fairy godmother who could magic Cindy back again," Ava thought, as she put down the book halfway through the story. Her gaze fell on the little pile of cat missing posters she had made using Dad's computer. There was a description of Cindy printed on each one, together with Ava's mobile phone number and her dad's address, in case anyone found her. Ava had already put up several posters on lampposts in the streets around Dad's house. Perhaps now would be a good time to go and see if she could put some up in the windows of the local village shops, she thought. After all, in real life there was no such thing as magic to help you out when you had a problem, and that meant that the only thing to do was to try and solve the problem for yourself. She didn't bother to ask her dad, who was working in his study, if it was okay for her to go to the high street. Instead, she wrote him a short note saying that she had gone out to look for Cindy, which she left on the kitchen table. It was Dad who had absent-mindedly left the back door open, letting Cindy escape into the garden. To make matters worse, Cindy's collar had fallen off. They had discovered it in the grass afterwards, so even if somebody had found her by now, they wouldn't know where she belonged. It had happened the day after Ava had arrived, and even though her dad obviously hadn't let Cindy out on purpose, Ava still felt angry with him. Both Ava and her mum had told him Cindy would have to be kept inside for the first few days to give her a chance to get used to her new environment, and he had promised he would be careful. The trouble with Dad was that he never really listened to what you told him, thought Ava, as she left the house and set off towards the main street in the village. He was always thinking about something else, usually something to do with the books he wrote, all about historical times. Just as Ava was stopping to peer over a wall into an overgrown front garden, which was just the sort of hiding place Cindy would like, her mobile phone started ringing. "Ava?" It was Dad, and he sounded worried. "Where are you?"
"On that little side road that leads off yours, the one that goes towards the high street," Ava told him. "I thought I'd go and see if any of the shops in the village will put a poster of Cindy up in their windows."